The following is simply the opinions of two South Carolina citizens. The views expressed herein are not endorsed by any employers, family members, or government employees. This podcast may contain adult language, atypical thinking, and just plain craziness. Be advised that critical thought may be a side effect of exposure to this content. Enjoy the show.
One last time coming to you from the undisclosed location. Well, actually, the very disclosed location.
Super disclosed.
Deep in the heart of Kershaw County. And this is the Farewell Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Mike from Texas. Yeah. Made it back up here for the final show.
Right. Been hanging out with Elon for a while.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
You came just in time to get a sinus infection from the pollen.
Yep. And that's good stuff.
And then the 37-degree mornings going into 80-degree afternoon.
Every day. Wash my truck every day. I've been keeping up on the county council, though. Watching that shit show.
It's quite a circus, isn't
yeah.
it? What's the name of the queen from Alice in Wonderland, the Queen of Hearts.
The Queen of Hearts, yeah.
Basically, that's who we have at the county council, chairman, chairwoman. And I guess that would make Jimmy Jones jester.
Tweedledee. Fucking Brazzles over there is Tweedledum.
Yeah, that would be Brazzle and Cato.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. They can have it.
Yeah.
I gave up. You know, I accomplished my mission. You know, when you and I first started the show, it was to, what did we say, open people's eyes and...
Yeah, just bring a little bit of awareness.
Spread the truth and to get people empowered to speak out. And we've accomplished that goal.
Yeah.
You know, I think we really started a, I don't want to say a revolution, but we started a movement.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely more people coming. Even though most of them are just bitching about horses and litter.
Whatever. They feel empowered to speak out, speak truth to power, you know, as Jeff Maddox says and other people say. You know, we've met some really good friends along the way and made some really good enemies, too. And it's been fun.
Yeah.
And challenging and frustrating. But the sacrifice was worth it.
Yeah.
You know.
I think so.
I lost a lot. In the process, I took some lumps, man.
Yeah.
And,
fighting, what is it? You can't fight City Hall? Well, we fucking did, man.
We did. And, it worked out all for the best for me and my family. And, you know, shoot, when we started this, I had the beautiful girlfriend. And then it, she turned into the beautiful wife, and now it's the beautiful family with our daughter. It's really awesome. I'm very blessed, very fortunate. I say every day I'm the most fortunate man in the world, I feel like. So now we're leaving. Been here for almost 18 years. I've been in South Carolina. And it's time to go home.
Yeah.
Time to go home. And I'm really looking forward to the next chapter in our lives. And seeing, being around my family, watching my nieces and nephews grow up, being around my brothers and sisters again, being around my parents, and showing my wife what my family's like. And it's going to be great. It'll be a great time.
Good.
Hello.
That's better. All right.
Are we back?
Yeah. Sorry, folks. It's been a little while since I've done any audio engineering.
Well, we're kind of going back to the Stone Age here with our setup. We got the original setup going. Not all the fancy microphones and headphones. You can't really hear.
I can't believe this laptop's still working, honestly.
I can't believe it hasn't been seized by the feds.
Right. Have you been seeing that? I saw something on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
The FBI coming, showing up about stuff you post on Facebook.
They want to see, they're asking YouTube to turn over all of the records of who has been watching what videos.
Oh, nice.
Because they put out fake videos to trap people.
Yeah, little honey clicks.
Yeah. And so they want to see who's watching the bullshit that they're putting on out there.
And you know Google's going to roll right over. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were created by the CIA probably. For sure. It's pretty much now it's almost guaranteed that's what happened. Either that or they were allowed to exist.
Yeah.
Allowed to thrive.
But like what we did, I mean, it brought a lot of attention to a lot of stuff. I think a lot of people. Woke a lot of people up to some bullshit, yeah. too.
Like, God bless Edward
like
Snowden.
Flat Earth and...
Yeah.
That's for you, Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to Lee. Hopefully we'll see him before I leave. Yeah, the feds seem to be getting more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
More bold. And they're pretty much just – they're not hiding it anymore.
No.
What they're up to. So they figure the teams are picked. And the sides are set, and they're going for it, man.
Yeah.
You know, one case in point here. I just read this to you earlier, but tomorrow is Easter Sunday,
mm-hmm.
right, March 31st. So Whitehouse.gov and the White House just put out this statement, or I guess it's a memo, maybe. I don't know what it is. It reads, "Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility." Let that sink in.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, it is absolutely frightening to read that first line. "Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States." That's a frightening thing to hear.
Yeah, it really is.
When it comes out, you're like, oh, shit. What is about to go down here?
And equally frightening by anyone, not necessarily the... Yeah. Potato in chief.
But. Whenever somebody says, "by the power vested in me yeah. by the authority of the laws," like you're like, whoa, slow down there, Lee Bone.
Right.
It's like they're openly trying to incite violence. They're hoping that the Christians will rise up and start kick this civil war off so they can say that the federal government is we're on the right side here. Look at these people, what they've done, you know. And, he just doesn't understand Christianity. He doesn't understand Christian people, real Christians, I should say. You know, now you might have some Fed boys in khakis and blue polo shirts mm-hmm. with masks on, you know, do something and blame it on what do they call them? Christian nationalists just now, whatever the hell they are. The scary thing is, whenever this pendulum swings so far to the left, like it is now, with transgenders and you know, dudes in the women's bathrooms and just open, you got, transvestite or what do they call them? Drag queen story hour. And, you have the devaluing of our currency, hyperinflation that's right around the corner. There's going to be another financial crisis with a housing bubble. And, that seems to always precede something terrible
well,
on the other side.
You look back at Hitler's rise to power
over there. The Weimar Republic is what I'm speaking about.
Yeah. And like, well, it goes deeper than that too. Like, these are the kind of books that they were burning back then. They weren't just burning, intellectual.
No. And the Weimar Republic was considered the most progressive place in all of Europe. It was just straight up debauchery.
Yeah.
You know, even pedophilia was normalized. And then here comes Hitler saying he can save everybody. We're going to go back to our national roots. We're going to be proud Germans and we're going to take this, you know, take our country back. And it's a lot of things that Trump says. And I'm not saying Trump's a Nazi. I'm not saying he's Hitler. But you got to be careful, man, of who's coming up next that's going to be the one to say, I'm going to save us. Because
and that's what's going to be used to point out, oh, Trump's Hitler. He's sounded just like him. And it's like, well, there's the lead up. Hitler didn't appear out of a vacuum.
What was it? Newton said, Newton's law.
Yeah.
For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? So our American politics is a pendulum. Mm-hmm. It swings back and forth, and it seems to go wider and further each way. So we're so far left now. Guess what's coming next?
Yep.
Very far right. And somebody asked me, I think it was my wife asked me, which would you rather have, a far left dictator or a far right dictator? And I was like, they're both equally evil, and I would rather be dead.
Yeah.
I would rather die. You know, you have Joseph Stalin, hundreds of millions of people dead.
Mm-hmm.
You have Hitler, millions of people dead. Yeah. You know, it could go either way.
Yeah.
And both equally as frightening and terrible. So we, you know, we've talked about a lot of conspiracy theory stuff on the podcast before. We talked about some ridiculous stuff.
Oh yeah.
But a lot of the stuff that we've discussed is very serious. And we had a lot of cool guests on. We were very fortunate to have some very serious people in here talking, and we've had some fun folks.
Shit, we had some doctors in here.
Yeah, had a couple of them. Didn't we? Pretty amazing. Yeah, so what's coming next? What's coming down the road in the next – how many months we have left in this year? Seven?
Yeah, nine.
Nine more months? I say we have seven good ones left.
Yeah.
7 good months when the elections get here.
I mean, even the lead-up is going to get ugly. It always does. But
When Trump wins the election, which he will win, good luck.
Yeah.
You know.
Or they steal it again.
Good luck.
And it's going to be ugly. I was listening to something. Like, we're well overdue for a civil war.
Yeah.
And I don't know if America's got the balls for it anymore.
No, I think we're going to have the UN come in and, you know, be peacekeepers so we can have fair and safe elections, in air quotes.
I wouldn't mind having a room full of blue hats anyway, so blue helmets.
Allegedly.
Trophy room.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to get crazy, man. And that's another reason why we were excited to just be near family.
Yeah.
You know, just to enjoy it while we can. You know, I've started – I don't know if you noticed, man, but I've lost 13 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing a little weight. Quit drinking liquor. Quit drinking liquor. And, dude, I got to get back in shape, man. I got to be ready to walk everywhere. I got to be willing, you know, ready to work in my fields and that kind of stuff. And I hope everybody else is thinking the same thing, too.
You need to be.
Yeah. You know, if you don't think food rations could happen, it happened before numerous times in this country. If you don't think they can conscript your children and draft your children into the military, they can, and they've done it before.
And they will again.
They've locked American citizens up in camps before. They'll do it again. So be prepared. It's better to be prepared and not need it than to need it and not be prepared.
Worst case scenario, you got some good homegrown food that's not laden with shit from the store.
That's the thing. You know, there's little things you can do, like not use fluoridated toothpaste and drink chemical laced water.
Yeah.
I would just start with that and then grow your own food, or at least buy organic food that is wholesome. You know, quit eating the shit that comes in a plastic wrapper.
Right.
That would be good. Yeah. No vending machine food.
Right.
How about that?
Just to start.
Yeah. Start small, but you know, we're getting down to the end of it here, where you're not going to have a choice.
No.
You know, it's scary times that we're living in. I'm done with politics. I think when we started this, I was pretty hardcore libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I voted for libertarian candidates. And as I've grown and evolved in my thinking here and matured, I'd say, kind of come to realize that they're all evil.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to be in power, because that's what those positions have become, positions of power. Anybody who wants to be them, even on the county council, anybody who wants to be on a county council, they're not trustworthy.
Well, I mean, it's clear even at the county level, you're seeing it every week, every county council.
It's a microcosm.
Well, yeah. And they're all owned by a handful of people too. Oh, yeah. Like Katie Quinn's not coming up with the idea to widen. What is it, five?
Yeah, to not widen it. They don't want to widen it because all you have to do is look at her donor base. Look at who gave her the money.
Yeah.
It's all those people who don't want the road widened.
Yeah.
You know, but those same people are the ones who wanted the baseball complex in Camden
mm-hmm.
because it's not in their backyard. So yeah, that would be great. Let's build a whole new park. Let's cause traffic jams there, but not in front of our house.
Right.
You know, and that's like that everywhere across the country.
Yeah.
You know, people love their amenities and they love their government funded, government ran schools and their government parks and all that stuff. And when you talk to normies about like this, when you tell them like, this is, you know, a government school. Well, no, it's a public school. It's, mm-hmm. you know, what do you expect? You think everybody should be homeschooled and then, oh, great. They're not going to be
well adjusted.
They'll not be well adjusted. Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't want my children to be adjusted to what you think is normal because you're not normal.
Yeah.
It's fucked up what they're, you know, and I don't want my kid to be like that.
Right.
The main thing I'm really sorry is that I did not come to this conclusion.
Yeah.
Two decades ago,
yeah,
you know, when my other children were young.
What ended up? Is there a final answer on the litter ordinance yet?
Yeah, it's passed. They took out the part where the cops could come onto your private property and inspect your property.
So they're just going to be inspecting from the road.
Yeah,
they which is good by. Enough in most cases.
To, yeah, that would give something. Them reasonable cause to drive down your driveway and ask you why you have a pile of cans or.
So I got thinking about this. Mm-hmm. So this county, I mean, yeah, you've got all the privately single family owned lots.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of big. I don't know, like Burns. How much timberland is Burns own? I bet it's a good bit.
A few thousand acres.
Yeah. And I mean, there's probably 50 Burnses
in this county. And that land was bought back in the 50s, I think. And
how much trash you figure is on those lands?
Road frontages?
And how often do you think Boner's going to send?
Never.
Send the jackboots over for that?
Never.
Yeah. No. This is going to be used to pick at a handful of...
It'll be like a Lori Jean Ellis situation where some cop with a stick up his ass, you know, wants to go crack some skulls. So they're going to use that excuse to come onto your property, pepper spray your dog, and then shoot you in the back of the head, you know, and they'll lie about it.
Yeah.
Make up all sorts of stories. And, you know, I was going to go to that county council meeting and read the Lori Jean Ellis story, and then I started thinking, man, I'd rather be at home and have supper with my family.
Right.
Because these bastards are going to do what they're going to do anyway.
Yeah. There's no control.
And, you know, there's only a few voices that will – a few people that will go to the county council and speak out. Now, it's more and more.
It is.
It's getting more and it's better. It's a good start. But
my thing, if any of you hear this, and I doubt that we're going to be reaching the people who need to hear this, stop fucking thanking county council for doing their job. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, like they're martyrs or something, you know. They're sacrificing so much to be there to help. You know, really, that county council could probably meet for 2 or 3 weeks in the summertime and then shut down for the rest of the year and they could get everything done that needed to be done.
Yeah.
You know, here's the roads we need to fix. Here's the sewer stuff we need to work on, which they shouldn't even be in that business anyway.
They shouldn't be in the business of roads either.
No,
I think that's
really true.
State level.
I tried having this talk with somebody on kind of like, I forget who it was. I think it was Sammy Tucker where I said, you know, you guys are part-time as it is, but with that little amount of time you guys do spend, you do a lot of damage, man.
Yeah, right.
And
well, Sammy in particular, he's spending half his time over at the COG. You know what I mean?
It's right. Like, yeah, and that's a whole other story. People don't even understand when you use the acronym COG, it's Council of Governments. And any time, you know, like the word council, when you translate it into Russian, it's Soviet.
Mm-hmm.
The Soviet Union was a council,
yeah,
you know, and so Soviet means council. And this shit, when you start telling people that, their eyes just glaze over.
Right.
They're like, oh, no, I'm not. They'll never admit that we're living in a socialist dictatorship now because they still have the illusion that their vote means anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It means nothing.
You vote Republican or Democrat, they're both evil bastards.
Yep.
And they both are globalists. And when you follow it to a point, you know, that's what they believe, you know, statism and globalism. They'll never admit it to your face because they're cowards. And usually anybody who's evil like that, they either don't realize what they're doing is evil, or they're too much of a coward to admit it.
Yeah. Or they're just okay with it. I mean,
and some people are okay with it, you know, like Lindsey Graham. He's completely fine being a scumbag, you know, evil demon. That's really what he is.
Oh, he's going all in.
I mean, yeah.
He's part of the club.
Yep. He's on tape. Mm-hmm. They got him. Well, speaking of on tape, apparently P. Diddy, people are saying that he was running a honeypot operation there with his human trafficking, getting celebrities on tape and then, you know, working for the
– Is that what's been going on with that? I keep seeing Diddy in the news.
Human trafficking. Huh. Basically, what he was pulling a Weinstein thing, you know, like, hey, man, if you want to be famous, here's what you got to do for me. And apparently a lot of famous rappers signed the contract.
All right.
I think there was some underage trafficking going on. Yeah. And, you know, that's a standard playbook, mm-hmm. standard out of the CIA playbook, you know, those kind of operations. And they've been doing it since the coup, which is the JFK assassination was a coup.
Yeah.
They took over. That was a full-on overthrowing of our government, and now it's ran by
our government.
Them, like, by, you know, them, the shadow government. Yeah. The you know, and that's the way it's been ever since. Man, we went to Vietnam. We've been in perpetual war since then, and here we are.
Yeah. I mean, we still got our best friends in the Middle East over there doing great. So that's fine.
Right. Yeah. There's so much, man. There's so much like that. You can't really stay on one topic. It's now you have to be like a weird attention deficit disorder.
Oh, yeah.
You know, multiple sources to try to figure out what the hell is the truth and what's not the truth. And everything is that's up is now down. And
it still all boils back to the handful of evil motherfuckers, though.
I mean, it's the same. Like, when you say the Council of Governments, there's another council, and then another council in charge of them, another council in charge of them, all the way down to the original families, man. Yeah. Yeah, that started it. You know, the I don't know if we even want to get that deep, but they're still around.
Yeah,
they're still around. And they're still running things.
Minus one as about a month ago. What was it?
Oh, yeah.
Old Jacob died?
Yeah, Jacob's gone. And, but, you know, for every one that dies, there's probably 20 more behind them that are
worse
stepping in. And, they're just more. And that dude, if you ever, like a Mr. What's the Simpsons character? Mr. Burns?
Yeah,
like that evil character, hunchback, bald, evil looking son of a bitch. That was Jacob Rothschild, man. It was like, good Lord, that dude looks evil. And there's no way that guy was living a normal life. He had to have been sleeping in a coffin or something. You know, like the weirdest pictures of were him with the Abramovich chick.
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell did those two run in the same circles?
Yeah.
Well,
Baphomet.
Yeah. That's it. Speaking of, you ever seen that George Washington statue, the Baphomet George Washington statue that they have? It's so weird, man. He's like, basically has the two fingers up, two fingers down pose. And it's very strange. I'm going to pull it up here real quick. So how's your family doing, man?
They're good. Everybody's good. Yeah.
Just stick with me. Hopefully I get a signal out here. Yeah, look at this thing. It's so strange. Images. So people think, George Washington's the you know, the archetype for what we want as a, you know, leader in our country. And what do you think?
Yeah.
Shirtless.
Yep.
One hand pointing up and the other hand pointing down. What is that in his hand? A sword. He's got a sword.
Where's his square and compass at?
That's probably sure down that's in there the somewhere. Base of the, probably down at the base of the. Hold on. Let's pause for a second.
And we're back.
Yeah. Had to take a little break. Refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
What's
the brand here?
Mandona. Casamigos.
Oh, okay. Is that, what's his name's brand?
I don't think so. Is it George Clooney?
George Clooney. Casamigos is George Clooney's.
No, I thought he had the other one.
He's got Casamigos. I don't think this is Casamigos.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got the stag on the front.
That's his then.
It's good, man. So I quit drinking liquor except for today. Starting tomorrow. All right, starting tomorrow.
It's a very small amount of
tequila. Yeah, we're just having one finger.
Yeah.
One Andre the Giant finger.
Right.
So where were we? We were talking about the idol worship of our presidents, right?
All government.
Yeah, you know, we were gonna take a trip. When we leave here, we were gonna go up through Virginia and see Mount Vernon in Washington D.C. and then go do all the sites up there, Philadelphia, and to see where the signing, all that stuff. And then there's two reasons why we decided not to. One was for security reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever want to be anywhere near Washington D.C.
No,
or Philadelphia now. And I'm sure the things you see online or on TV are just isolated to one little pockets and whatever. But that shit could kick off anytime. And our goal, we talked about it. What's our goal? To get where we're going.
Yeah.
Right? We're going home. We want to get to where we're going. And it's nowhere near Philadelphia or Washington, D.C. So then the second reason was it's just straight up idol worship, you know, like the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, the whatever, these massive buildings that we hold sacred, and it's idol worship.
That's exactly what it is.
And we're not into that, man. And, you know, when you know what it really represents, it's foul tasting. You know, it's like, it turns my stomach to think about standing in front of the Washington Monument, you know.
It's always been one of those things that trips me out about most Masons is,
how do you not know?
Either how do you not pick up on it or how do you not back away when you, because you have to know. Like,
I think the process weeds out the people who have a weak stomach.
Have morals.
Yes. Yes, have morals. That's correct.
Yeah.
You know, it's can you keep a secret? Yeah. Is like the whole first 32 degrees of Freemasonry are just your initiation.
Yeah.
If you make it through that, then you can start learning the real secrets after that. Yeah. And even then, it's like, no, you made it to the second grade, buddy. Yeah. Now we're going to weed out more people. And, yeah. So it's really, do you have the lack of morals? Can you keep a secret? And then maybe you might have a chance of getting in the club.
Yeah.
But really you don't. You're just dupe-paying idiot.
Yeah.
That's really all it is. You're funding this shit. And so we decided we're not into that, man. We're just going to head west. We're going west. That's where we're going. We want to get out, you know. And we're really looking forward to that.
You're heading to California, right?
Sure. Sure. I think everybody knows I'm from Missouri, and that's where we're going, back to Missouri.
Yeah.
And Missouri, the government of Missouri, for all the faults that the government has, they seem to be the least shitty out of this whole country.
I wonder how long. Because, look at, Colorado. Used to be one of the freest places in the world.
Dude, it's going full fucking crazy. Full on insanity. Was it
the Denver airport? Is that where they've got all the paintings of
all the underground tunnels and shit there? And then the apocalyptic paintings. And they have, stone demons that talk to you. And they call them gargoyles, I guess. But it is wacky, man. Some of the shit that they're passing, the laws they're passing there, and it is fucking crazy. It's like the craziest people from around the country decided, let's go to Colorado.
Yeah.
And what fuck it up.
It was an Atlas Shrugged. All the people are like, why would you want to go to Colorado? There's no government out there.
Right.
And back then it was like, let's go to Colorado.
No government.
But now, man, geez.
So Missouri, not only did they pass the cannabis law, legal. Recreational cannabis is legal. If you have a medical card, you can still get medical, but it's like a 50% discount. And you can grow your own plants in your backyard. You can grow up to six plants in your backyard. You can carry up to an ounce in your pocket while on one hip, and then the other hip you can carry your gun. And they fully protect you there. And they passed the protection of the Second Amendment Act, and where, you know, they don't recognize any federal gun legislation. And not only that, they're going to arrest a federal agent if they come try to fuck with anybody in Missouri. It hasn't been tested yet. It hasn't been tested yet. But the last time I was there, I was asking about it, this law, you know, the cannabis law. Like, okay, you can go to a dispensary, buy it. You can carry it in your vehicle at home. You can't smoke in public. You can't use in public. I said, what about, like, can I have my gun in my car when I go purge? And everybody there was like, I don't know, man. Nobody's really said yes or no. They just kind of say, read the law and make sure you know the law, blah, blah, blah. It's real convoluted. I dug deep and got the answer from a sheriff. He said, yeah, I mean, carry up to an ounce and your gun. And there's no problem, you know. And speaking of which, South Carolina here just passed their constitutional carry.
Yeah. There's some gray areas, though, too, aren't there?
Well, SLED and the Police Chiefs Association and the Sheriff's Association are all up in arms saying there's going to be fucking Armageddon, you know, because anybody could just carry a gun around anywhere they want. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, dude? People could carry a gun wherever they want. Whenever they want before. You know, they're called criminals, and they don't give a shit what kind of law you pass.
Notice that earlier in the week. I stopped in at Walmart, and all the old men with
carrying their pistols,
carrying their big irons on their hip, open. It was kind of cool.
I love it. I will open carry only in one town in South Carolina, and that's Camden, because I love seeing the people freak out about seeing somebody carrying a pistol. And otherwise, I carry concealed all the time.
And that's best practice.
Sure. Yeah. Unless you need to do a show of force.
Yeah.
I heard somebody was freaking out because somebody had somebody was walking around Columbia with an AK across their back, you know, slung across their back. They're like, oh my God. And this was on Reddit now.
Yeah.
Not Reddit. Now these are the libs of the libs, the cream of the crop, you know. And I was like, oh wow. Yeah. So, you know, cops walk around with their guns showing all the time. Well, they have training. You know, they're trained. Like, you think they are?
Yeah.
You think they're trained? You honestly think they're...
Look at Acorn guy.
Yeah, come on now. And you know that guy that claimed to be a Special Forces officer?
Acorn guy?
Yeah. And he said that he had, you know, PTSD, where that triggered his PTSD. And they're like, hey, bro.
Lost his shit.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be a fucking cop.
Yeah.
You know, if you have those kind of issues, which is terrible, maybe you shouldn't be a law enforcement.
The guy didn't get hit, though. Well, I mean, I know.
No, they shot that car up. Both those cops shot into that car, and that guy did not get hit.
That's
amazing.
That's pretty cool.
That's amazing. You know? And it just shows those fancy red dots that they had on their pistols didn't.
Yeah.
They're not using them. That's a waste of money. No. Complete waste of money.
I mean, every cop shooting I've ever seen has just been spray and pray, anyways. I mean, very few.
I've seen a few. Donut operator just had one where a guy. Was trying to take a hostage, right? And the cops got there right as the guy was like, oh, shit. And they removed his head from his shoulders with a breaching shotgun.
Yeah.
But that cop did a good job. He entered the building with violence of action. He had a good sight picture, dropped the dude, and then the next guy came with the shotgun and painted the wall with his brains. You know, it's really sad that you look at that and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Surprising. That's surprising that, you know, for the most part, they're, spray and pray. Like they're, you know, running the streets of Baghdad with sandals on. Right. Just holding an AK over their head spraying.
I mean, I can remember a shooting back in my hometown. And I think it was like, I think there were 12 officers. And it was around 200 rounds fired.
Mm.
And nobody got hit.
Wow. Like,
nobody got hit. I mean, granted, it was a city block's distance. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's a long shot for a pistol, but.
Oh, yeah. Then you shouldn't.
That's
a
lot of lead for nobody to get hit.
You really shouldn't be shooting your pistol.
No, you shouldn't.
That's, you know, if you're in a self-defense scenario and you shoot that far away, that's called homicide.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in a self-defense situation. But the cops get a pass, you know.
Yeah, I don't think cops ever have a self-defense. Well, every situation is a self-defense situation.
Yeah. They
especially if there's an acorn involved.
Or somebody who asks a question.
Yeah. Like, let me see your ID. Yeah.
What do you need to see my ID for? Step out of the car and get fucking tasered in the face.
Yeah.
Speaking of violent police action, you know, the county council meeting I went to, the last one I went to was the second reading of the ordinance where everybody showed up and was like, hey, man, this ordinance is way overstepping your bounds with this police can enter your property and search and all that shit. And they ended up taking it out. But at the beginning of the meeting, I walked in. I saw Frankie Lee Bone Jr. sitting up, leaning up against the wall in his normal spot. And, you know, I give him the, you know, hey, Sheriff. Yeah. You know, be my normal polite self. And he asked how I was doing. I was good. And I said, I heard you guys had your own little Waco incident, huh?
Hmm.
And he's like, oh, Waco? What do you mean? I said, yeah. You had that guy's house surrounded over in Lugoff, and you tried to burn it down with him still inside it, like Waco. Man, his face got so red, and his neck started twitching and all that shit. And, you know, he didn't realize what I was saying. That, like, dude. So here's the situation. This guy was out on his front porch. He, you know, snapped off a couple rounds, I guess. I'm guessing it was a neighborhood situation. Yeah. I don't know where it was looking, but tried to look up the address, and I think it's one of those kind of rural roads where there's a few houses, you know, big lots. And so they showed up, the cops showed up, and he barricaded himself in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I don't know if some shots were fired at that point or not. I don't know. So of course they surround the house, get the SWAT team, the
MRAP over there.
Yeah. And, they threw a CS canister in there. Right. And so to explain what that is, this basically, it's an incendiary device.
Yep.
There's a powder inside there and there's an incendiary device in there that burns the powder and aerosolizes it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it irritates your eyes and throat and basically chokes you. And, it's meant to be used outside in riot control situation, right? It's extremely concentrated.
Yeah. I've seen a dude go down with he had asthma.
Oh, it'll definitely trigger your asthma for sure.
It took him down. I mean, he didn't die, but like it.
But if you have any sort of respiratory, even if you're a healthy individual, it's going to kick your ass.
I'm surprised we didn't outlaw it during Rona. Now everybody's got the long COVID.
Yeah.
We should probably outlaw CS gas. Right. We missed our window on calling for that.
We had our chance. We blew it. So they somehow got this canister into the guy's house. I don't know if they went up in underneath. Or,
I'm sure they broke a window.
Broke a window and threw it in. But the way that everything in a house is flammable now with synthetic materials, right? Yeah. It's all petroleum-based fibers.
Yep.
A mattress, your carpet, your sofas, your everything. And it will go up quick. And that's why it's so dangerous to fight fires in modern day because everything burns hotter and faster and more intense. So if you throw an incendiary device into an enclosed area full of flammable materials, what the fuck do you expect to happen? Well, I guess none of these idiots thought ahead.
Yeah.
So then they had the balls to say that they rescued this gentleman from his house. Thankfully, firefighters were on hand to rescue them. I told Lee Bond, I said, man, thank God he didn't have any women, children, and animals in there because that could have been a bad situation.
Yeah.
You know, and I just walked off and left him steaming. And, but dude, that's the kind of where we're at now, man. People will look at that situation and there's two camps. Us people who have taken the red pill or have opened our eyes, look at that and be like, holy shit, man.
Yeah.
They've surrounded this dude's house and burnt it down around him and then claimed victory.
Yeah.
The other side would be, well, thank God our police are here to protect us from these evil people. You know, oh my God, he shot a gun and it didn't hit anybody. It didn't damage anybody's property.
Yeah.
I think
now, we don't know the details.
I think this guy had some warrants out for shooting somebody before or something like that, whatever. Bad dude. But
sure, this dude should have gone to jail, but
you can't tell me. You cannot tell me that dude wouldn't have came out of that house after a few hours and just sitting and be like, you know, hey man, I think he shot at one of the police dogs. I think they tried to send a police dog in there.
And
I mean, shit, I'd shoot a dog too if he was trying to bite me.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Those things are murder machines.
Yeah.
And, If there was one thing we could change about law enforcement, it would be the use of police dogs, attack dogs, like that, I think.
Because that's what they are. I mean,
they're just attack dogs. Yeah. You know, and, you know, military use, yeah, I could see you would need them.
Yeah.
But in law enforcement, man, I feel like there's so many other avenues you could probably take. And then people are going to say, well, if you think you could do better, you should be a cop. Well, go no, fuck
I'm
yourself.
I'm not a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm not a fucking psychopath. I don't need to wear a badge and walk around in a Nazi uniform.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I mean, what's the alternative? They're going to bring in those robo-dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they'll have a robot.
And they'll just laser you through the face when you're.
Which they've used those before. Send a robot in and with a shotgun attached to the front and just fucking blast a dude. You know, which okay, cool. I think shooting somebody is more humane than a dog attacking their groin.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and they're trained to do that.
It's like, horrible, it's man. Like, it is horrible. And I've had the opportunity. I think we talked about this before. I've had the opportunity to work with naval dogs, the Navy dog handlers. And, dude, those dogs are monsters.
Yeah.
They're just straight-up monsters. And after they bite somebody, they want to bite more people.
Oh, yeah.
They have to keep muzzles on them.
Well, you like give them a good treat afterwards.
They'll bite so hard, they break their own teeth off inside of people.
Yeah.
And it's bad, man.
Which I got mauled by
That's right.
A Rottweiler not too long ago. And that was unpleasant.
Almost got a free vasectomy.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. it was unpleasant.
He said, you got enough kids. Take care of those. Dude, Rottweilers are terrifying.
No,
they're so scary looking.
No, that was a big ass dog too.
yeah. They're like the sweetest dog, but it's like a when I'm petting one, I'm like, man, this dog is really sweet. And then instantly there's a voice in my head like, don't trust this motherfucker.
No, you can't. Well, yeah, I mean, it was in my office for like an hour. I was petting it for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, went to leave. And it was not having that shit.
Yeah, where the fuck are you going, boy? You got a pretty mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, good times. What else can we talk about, dude?
Oh, I wanted to. More on the because I noticed Jeff was having issues with the council and his camera equipment.
Yeah.
So I was wondering how much room is over there where Frankie's standing. I mean, is he not blocking that egress?
No, he stays away like a good boy. He stands back. He's about halfway between the door and the dais.
Okay.
And they taped off on both sides. They taped off I would say probably 8 square feet. In a rectangle.
Yeah.
That was for where you can't set up your cameras there.
Okay. You know, okay. That's an exclusion zone.
That's an exclusion zone because it's a fire hazard to be blocking the doorway.
Gotcha. Which is a serious thing. But
this was completely motivated by Jeff calling Katie out on her bullshit.
For sure.
You know, that's all it is. And it reacted.
I really think, though, Jeff should have because the obvious answer here is to leave the egress path completely open and allow him to use his camera on the other side of the
set it up right in the middle.
Iron wall.
Yeah, set it up on the other side of the dais right there next to Danny Templer.
Yep.
And then nobody's blocked and you perfectly have a good view. And, you know. That wall was put up.
I camera right up, stuck it right over his. Yeah.
How's this? Is this any better? But, you know, Jeff's nonviolent. He will push and then say, oh, you're going to arrest me if I don't move? Okay, I'll move. And under the threat of arrest, I'm going to move, which is how you should handle that situation.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, Jeff, very intelligently used that as an opportunity to further his message.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really they give you all the ammunition you could possibly need.
Oh yeah,
they do it to themselves.
They're an endless source of content. They really are.
It's really hilarious, man. And you know, when Jimmy called us a group of anarchists, who that he's fighting against, like Jimmy, you know, I hate to break the news to you, man, but we don't give two shits about you.
No,
I'm not an anarchist. You know, but I guess anybody who's not a conservative, a Republican or a Democrat, is an anarchist to him because he just doesn't know what he's talking about. And he did the same thing with the Tea Party, calling Jeff a Nazi and, and comparing the Tea Party to the Nazi movement. And, you know, everybody, I don't know if anybody knows this or until we exposed it, but Jimmy is a liberal, man.
Oh, for sure.
He's a liberal, and he's a tax and spend liberal. He's not a conservative at all. Maybe his personal life, he's conservative.
Yeah, I think socially, probably.
But I mean, his wife works for a socialist organization that peddles drugs to people. You know, if you don't know about the Alpha Center, they enable drug use. They enable, you know, they enable it.
But it's name brand, so it's okay.
It's name brand. It's government funded, government regulated, so it's okay.
Yeah,
you know, if they give a methadone or naloxone to people. I could tell them it's okay to use heroin. Here's some Narcan, you know, paid for by the taxpayers. You have free Narcan. They have a big sign out front, a big flag waving that says free Narcan.
Yep.
You know, you might as well be pro-drug. Yep. Just legalize drugs and then you can keep your program going to help people who overdose. You know, and it's all that do-gooder socialist bullshit that these people feel like they're doing some good for society and – you know, whatever, man. Do your thing. Just don't fucking bother me.
Yeah.
Don't just leave me alone. That's all I want.
But they can't.
They won't. They can't. They can't. And when I tell people that, like you know, the way that we think is don't hurt anybody and don't take their shit. Right. That's what we want. That's really all we want. Don't hurt anybody. Don't take our shit.
But it's completely foreign to them, that concept.
Yeah, they don't understand that.
Because we're not hurting you. We're just. We're helping other
people. We're helping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you need to pay your fair share is what they'll say.
Yeah.
Everybody has to pay their fair share, right? Okay. You pay your fair share. Like I had a fucking tax bill that hit me about $4,000 this year.
Yeah.
You know, that's my fair share. Is it? That's okay, cool. So that $4,000 that I'm paying out could have paid for who knows what that my family needs, you know? And, but that's my fair share. It's only fair. It's only right, Mike, you know?
Just several burger meals.
Who's going to? Yeah, it's just a cheeseburger a day, right? Hamburger a day.
For several people.
What's a burger? Then Burger – you know, Burger King's the first people – speaking of hamburgers, Burger King started doing I forget what they called it.
Their Beyond stuff?
No, it's basically they'll adjust the prices based on – the demand.
Oh,
so
yeah,
so if the line is full of people, then the prices go up.
Yeah, peak pricing.
And then if nobody's in the restaurant, then they'll lower their pricing.
Yeah.
So that now we're getting into some crazy shit going on, right?
Well, and it's all going to be coming from your phones. You know what I mean? It's that all that information's feeding in, and
So
I think Uber does that. They've got their peak times.
Oh, for sure. I think taxi cabs used to do that.
You know, wouldn't be surprised.
A long time ago. Peak pricing. I wonder who else would probably airline industry. I think
Christmas sounds like time. Yeah, they probably jack prices up.
Yeah, there. And so go get your poison.
Yeah,
you go get your poison food, and you're going to pay premium for it.
Yeah.
And,
unless you go a little after, a little before lunch.
Right. Yeah. If you go in off hours, then you can get a deal to poison yourself.
Yeah. Dude, I can't do it, man. I had a McDonald's burger. Just a double cheeseburger.
Gross.
Dude, I felt like shit for like 2 days.
Yeah,
like,
I bet, dude. Like... It's disgusting. I think it's probably been about – last time I had McDonald's, I was working at Camden Fire Department. I think I had to like – hold my nose and eat it because there was nothing else that we could get.
Yeah.
And it was terrible, man.
It's just not good.
No. I'll hit the Taco Bell every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, because
it's been a while since I've done that, though, too.
Yeah, it's been a little while for me. I don't even like going to eat at restaurants anymore because it's all Sysco food that comes in a box and it's frozen.
For
and nobody's making their own hamburger patties or.
I see there's a new steakhouse downtown.
Oh, yeah.
How's that? You been in there?
I've been.
Yeah.
Yeah. No comment. It's the perfect place for Camdenites to hang out.
Oh, good,
I'll say that.
Good.
I hope they enjoy it.
It's exactly what they need is more places to.
Yeah. I wish them luck. I really do.
Yeah.
I hope they're successful.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea. And hello?
The Fed's coming in.
It's the beautiful wife and the beautiful daughter. There's no chairs in here, babe. You're going to have to grab a chair. Give me that girl. All right. Joining us in the studio is the beautiful Emma. Hi. The most beautiful girl in the world. How are you? You flirting? Wearing her Missouri shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Missouri girl with a rainbow because she's a rainbow baby. Be careful in them things. Some of them are broken.
I looked.
Okay.
It's just right there.
All right. We're talking about the local happening. What's going on around town. Oh. And the new steakhouse that just opened. And I had no comment. I've only eaten there once. We went one time.
Yeah.
But the beautiful wife makes better food at home. I prefer to be at home.
Yeah, you're not a
in any situation.
Go anywhere type of a person.
Unless it's a Clutch Chip concert. What do you got to say, Emma? Anything?
It's deep. Sorry, guys. The camera's not, or the mic's not picking it up, but yeah, she's spitting some hardcore anarchist wisdom here.
Down with the man. What? Oh, Emma, you can't say that.
Yeah, I think her first words are going to be "fuck the police." If Matt has anything to do with
no. She's going to say, what are you going to say? Come back with a warrant?
I like that.
It'll be something polite, something nice. We're running short on time. We got to get going because we got some dinner to cook. I got to eat before 6 o'clock. I'm so old, I can't eat after 6 now because I feel like I'm dying in my sleep.
I've been doing the one meal a day thing
for
the
past
couple weeks.
How's that been going?
Not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
I'm
like two meals a day.
Yeah.
I'm doing the intermittent fasting. I eat between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And I try to have my first food that I eat is fruit.
Yeah.
So I'll eat some fruit, and then my wonderful wife makes me a mason jar of overnight oats.
Okay.
And so I'll have some overnight oats, and then I'll have whatever she's cooking for supper, which is usually like something healthy.
Yeah, we eat pretty healthy.
Yeah.
I had Whole steak foods. And eggs all week.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's
we had steak.
Not
does
it get old? Nice, but, oh, yeah, it gets old.
Steak
gets old fast.
2 nights ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to eat half the steak and have the other half for my lunch the next day, but I ended up eating the whole thing.
Right.
I was starving. Steak and asparagus, that's who we had.
Yeah.
I can eat the same meal every day without missing. That doesn't bother me at all.
I mean, if it's tacos, I can do that.
I will never get sick of tacos. I could do tacos every day.
I could eat the same breakfast every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, eggs, like scrambled eggs. I could just eat like 4 scrambled eggs or overnight oats. I like it.
I go through phases. I'll have like one breakfast that I eat straight for a week or two, and then I switch it up to something else.
We had an awesome breakfast this morning. It was really good. Eggs and avocado and a bagel and ham and what else? Fruit. Yep.
I eat fruit with every breakfast and every lunch.
Yeah.
I
think I didn't. I went a couple years without eating a piece of fruit.
Yeah,
at all. I gave it up completely. I don't know why. I just didn't eat fruit.
I think it was like 18, 19, 20. I think it was just cigarettes and Mountain Dew. Oh, pretty much exclusively.
Lord. That would probably kill me if I tried that now.
I do remember in high school, you could get a cup of noodles and a can of Snapple for like a dollar. They sold it. A little shack at lunchtime. In high school, and I ate
That was California, where you could like you could go outside.
What was that, middle school?
We had the square pizza.
That was middle.
Oh yeah,
that was middle school.
We got. I remember our first year. We got. They had like a sub thing. You could like make your own sub, little mini Subway.
Really?
And I got listeria.
Oh, good.
Like the first week. And I was out of school for like a month.
No.
I lost like 30 pounds.
That is horrible. Yeah. Lunch lady, please put those plastic gloves on. Don't breathe on my food. You got something you want to say now?
So what all have you gone over for the farewell episode?
Just reunion with Mike coming back from Texas. And, you know, it's bittersweet leaving. For the most part, we're very excited to be getting the fuck out of here. But, you know, we've been here for a long time and we've made some very good friends. And we're going to miss, definitely going to miss Jeff and you know, Jeff and Ginger. And we're going to miss.
We just wish we could pick a group of friends with us from Missouri.
Yeah, really. I wish we could just pick up our. Yeah, that was gross. Why'd you put that in your mouth? Why'd you put my hand in your mouth? Here you go, Mama. But we just had the shipping containers dropped off to load up. We're ready to go, man.
Yeah.
West. Heading west. Westbound and down.
Like 9 years.
Yep. That's what we said. We're pretending we landed at Charlestown Landing and we're like, this place is not for us. Let's go. Greener pastures. But yeah, you know, like I said, we made a lot of good friends. We made some good enemies. Everybody needs a good enemy.
Oh yeah,
you know,
for
you
sure.
need somebody to motivate you to stay on the path that you need to be on. And we made a few here. And we talked about how we feel like we started something. We started a movement. You know, we accomplished what we were. Our goal, you know, our goal was just to get something going, to get people to notice what's really going on and to speak out against it. You know, don't just bitch on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, actually go to the council meetings and speak your mind. As much as they want to try to stop you, they're not. They can't. If they want to shut down public comment, then we'll take it outside to the parking lot.
Yeah.
And speak our mind.
And I mean, I think that's what eventually it needs to go to anyways.
Yeah.
Because
we call it Jeff. We call it where the cool kids hang out in the lobby of the council meetings.
Like, yeah.
We go in and do our public comment and then we just leave because whatever the ambassadors are going to do, they're going to do. So we're going to hang out in the lobby with the cool kids and talk shit about them. It's fun.
I was digging it this last week. Whoever normally shuts the comments down on YouTube did not get to it that quickly. There was quite a while.
People bringing the heat in the comments.
There were some remarks about a clown show that stayed up there for
awesome,
probably 45 minutes.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Usually they shut that down.
Oh, yeah. Immediately. Quick. Like normally it's not even there.
And, you know, these people sit up there in their elevated seats. You know, they have to sit in an elevated position. It's like, what, 8 inches higher than the audience sits. So, but, you know, you got to take notice of those little things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they love to sit there and say that we're here to work for the people and we want to do good things for this county and we're going to look out for the little guy and protect your – no, that's all bullshit that they say to get elected. And then they go up there and they steal your money and they – well, we got to spend this money. If we don't spend it, you know, we're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we got to go to the COG for this money, this tax money to come back to Kershaw County or somebody else is going to get it. You know, but the idea of, hey, how about we just stop participating in this bullshit and do our own thing? Yeah, the state's going to take our money and spend it on some stupid shit, but how about we just tell them we don't need you. We're going to do our own thing here.
Yeah.
You know, quit giving away the revenue in the form of fee in lieu of taxes. Quit. Just stop giving it away.
Stop it.
These business parks that they are doing in conjunction with Lee County and Sumter and all this.
We don't need that.
We don't need it. Not only that. You know, like if somebody opens a business in a Kershaw County business park, per the agreement with Lee County gets 1% of whatever money is generated from through that. They don't do a damn thing, but they'll get 1%.
Yep.
And vice versa. We get 1% of the money that comes into Lee County. It's absolute horseshit.
Yeah.
It is straight up criminal racketeering.
Yeah.
You know, really is what it is. And the amount of land that this county owns within the county is insane. The majority of land of this county is owned by Kershaw County and a small handful of LLCs, you know, Pine Tree Farms LLC. And when you go start looking at digging down through the Secretary of State and the record, you see who really owns it. You're like, holy shit, this person owns
almost all the land around Goodall State Park.
Yep.
The county owns a bunch, and then one family owns the rest. There is nothing wrong with a county owning a bunch of land.
No.
Right? There's nothing wrong with the county profiting off land bought. Nothing. There's absolutely zero. I have no problem whatsoever what you decide to do with your land. If you want to buy up a bunch of land, I do not care. But when you start getting involved in politics and start steering policy to profit off of, that's when we have a problem.
Yeah.
And I think we took care of that.
Yeah. At least exposed it a bit.
Exposed it a little bit, you know, so kind of peeled back the lens, whatever it is. So what's next, man? Let's make our predictions for this year. How about that?
For this year,
2024.
I think it's gonna take a little while for the full on civil war to kick in, but yeah. There's gonna be some turbulence after this election, one way or the other. I don't know. It's probably going to look a lot like January 6th on a bigger scale, I think, as far as like who's going to go to jail. Maybe some deaths this time around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So as we sit today, it's March 30th, 2024. We are... What?
Did you talk about that Biden announcement yet?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I started reading that this morning and Caitlin was like almost had a panic attack. She was like,
I thought it was like
declaring martial law.
Yeah, I thought it was what it sounds super like. Serious at the beginning. It's insane. I was literally sitting there bracing myself.
Maybe it was the dramatic way in which I read it. I don't know.
It might have been. I was like, this is it. It's time. It's happening.
It's happening. So we have the eclipse coming up. In April. And it's so strange. These local governments are saying you need to stock up on food and water. There might be disruptions in the cell network.
Yeah.
You know, stay off the roads. I was like, why do they – this isn't new. Eclipses aren't anything new.
And I remember with that last big one we had here, there was – was it all the solar observatories shut down
for a while
right before?
Yeah, they didn't want anybody –
it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But –
so you think this – I think this eclipse might be the mothership moving in front of the sun.
Yeah, maybe the mothership's close enough now.
It's going to pass between us and the sun, and then Project Blue Beam happens, right?
I'm all about it.
Maybe the sun never comes back out. You know?
Oh, God.
maybe it's not the Earth's shadow. It's an asteroid blocking out the sun. I mean, at this point, would you really be surprised?
No.
You'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right. We got about 5 minutes to live.
Maybe Lee's right and they're just changing the bulbs.
Changing the bulbs. That's one thing I miss about Facebook. So I got off Facebook back in October, and I really miss some of the dumb shit that the sheriff would post about. I think he said something about the bridge recently. You know, the guy can't drove out from the DOT and gave the blessing at the and then said, "Yeah, it's open, two lanes, it's fixed," and drove off.
Now I will say, Kim called DOT and talked to them and got some actual real answers about the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
I'll pull it up.
But in the meantime, here we have the eclipse coming up, which is weird. Something strange that, like, I don't know why the government agencies
are scrambling for something.
Something strange. They might be reaching and hoping for something to happen, right?
Or they're going to make something happen.
Then we have the summer of political nonsense coming. And then we'll get into it. Really not going to hit until about September when the shit gets real. You have the October surprise that'll come out, right?
So
all right. So without reading any names, just.
We, of course, were joking about they conveniently opened the bridge back up right in time for the Cup.
Well, for anybody listening to this who's not in Kershaw County, we have a bridge that goes from Lugoff into Camden. There's two bridges, one northbound, one southbound. So if you're heading north from 1601 into Camden, that bridge has been – one lane has been shut down because there were some structural issues on the left lane. Apparently some abutments had shifted down in the river or something like that. So they had one lane shut down. Today, March 30th, is the Carolina Cup horse race. And about how many days
millions
ago?
Millions of dollars are wrapped up in
A week ago, somebody from DOT came out and was there for about an hour. And then they said, the bridge is repaired. Open it up the lane. And the cones were removed. This whole time it's been shut down. Nobody has done any work.
For 6 months.
6 months. Nobody's done any work on this bridge. One guy comes out in a pickup truck and you know, put some holy water on it, yeah. I guess. And he's like, it's healed. So here's the truth.
What was discovered. She wrote, in the pursuit of real facts instead of Facebook conjecture, I emailed SCDOT yesterday about the US 1 bridge reopening. I got a call back today and had a good 20-minute conversation with Wade about the process and plans. They got bids back and had a contract approved at the end of February. They have been under the bridge for 2 weeks.
Have
they? So they were already repairing.
Did they approach it by boat?
People couldn't see it.
Did they paddle up in canoes or something?
Large jacks were placed so they can correct concrete support degradation. And he says the bridge is currently stronger than it probably has been in 10 to 12 years. He said when this bridge and the I-20 and 521 bridges were constructed in the late 50s, they were estimated to last about 50 years. They've exceeded that, and unfortunately...
By 24 years.
So obviously they've exceeded that, and unfortunately they all began to have age issues at the same time since they were all constructed around the same time. He said the timing with the cup is coincidental.
Yeah, he said,
I also asked if the engineers feel like the earthquakes have contributed, because recently we had some more earthquakes. He said that the repairs needed are from age and not from earthquake damage.
No earthquake.
The jacks will remain in place until work is complete. There will be more lane closures as they continue to make
repairs. This coming Monday after the cup.
He indicated that they will that there will be intermittent closures. They have plans to also redo the road service. The estimated time for completion is July of this year. So
they put a Band-Aid on for the cup.
It's funny
Some guy crawled up under there with a welder and was like...
Right. It is, I guarantee you, because again, millions of dollars are wrapped up in this cup.
Millions, yes.
I guarantee you there were some calls made.
More importantly than the money, the optics.
Yeah.
That's what everybody worries about here is how they look, right? You know, the sponsors would lose out. The people who wear their fancy pants... pink suits and whatever bullshit they decide to wear, you know, they would be upset because they had to sit in a traffic jam instead of, you know, doing whatever
sitting in
those
their
people do.
Family's box for drinking mint juleps.
Fucking nasty. So that's how things roll here in South Carolina. You know, I think in Missouri, in the St. Louis area, they had a they needed to do some road repairs on I-40, and it goes through – it's like the southern kind of – it cuts through the – oh, Emma. The south southern part of – you know, goes to the South City or whatever. They were like, hey, we could do one lane at a time, and it's going to take us 10 years, or we could shut this whole thing down and get it done in 6 months.
Yeah.
So they just shut it down. The whole interstate shut the whole thing down and got it all done. Now it's a beautiful stretch of roadway to drive on.
Yeah.
And, you know, people were going crazy, like, no, we can't shut this down. And then it gets done. They're like, oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that was the best thing to do. So, you know, they could have easily closed down this bridge, diverted traffic to the southbound side, two lanes on both sides. Yeah, it would have caused some traffic, but you would have had to fit the bridge fixed.
It's already causing traffic problems.
Now it's fucking, you know, people are scared to drive across this thing, man. Somebody, I think I seen somebody said it was like sitting 10 inches lower than the other side. You know,
I haven't been on it.
But dude, what do you expect? Water is one of the most powerful things on this planet,
yeah.
Right?
When water moves, tectonics.
Water like. Will water will win every time.
Yeah.
Right? And that river has probably what a 10 to 20 foot difference in depth, depending on what part of the day
you go
across it.
Yeah.
Then they open that dam, man. They really. We're close to the dam.
Yeah.
Relatively
and
close,
if that's
right?
That's been 50 years. There's people that talk about during certain floods or really particularly rainy seasons.
Oh, yeah.
There are people living in this county who say that they have seen with their own eyes boats going over that bridge because the water was so high.
Holy hell.
I mean, Hurricane Matthew, it was touching.
Right.
The bottom.
It was touching
so
the bottom.
You
yeah.
think, okay. Yeah, it's probably about time for a fix.
Yeah.
Especially if it's only
well,
been
dude,
meant to last 50
the
years.
The thing is, like, Yeah, once you start approaching like 45 years, you think they'd be like, hey, guys,
yeah,
let's take a look at this bridge. And I'm sure they probably came out and said, hey, everything looks good. Let's go for another 10 years. And then they come back out, hey, let's keep it up for another 10 years. And
Which is shockingly similar to some of the stuff that was talked about by Brazel in the last county council meeting.
Oh, yeah.
With a road. They were trying to go with a cheaper road. That wouldn't last as long, but it was significantly cheaper. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I still watch them. That's just, yeah, you'd think you'd pick up on this after a while.
Yeah, man.
You know, the thought I had about it also is, you know, there are people that get paid zero attention who are making very impactful decisions for thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, that's the bureaucracy.
That's kind of the part that in itself should be reason enough to get involved.
Well, people think like the governor runs stuff, you know. No. The governor doesn't do shit except make a decision based on the information given to him by bureaucrats.
Yeah.
And these people are career bureaucrats who work in this system forever. And that's the problem with D.C., with our federal government. It's the problem with state government. And it's the problem with our local county governments.
I mean, they're literally making decisions on the quality of our infrastructure. Should we cheap out and go with the cheaper version?
Or, yeah. And if they were worth a shit, if they were, you know, any good at their job, they'd be working in the private sector, probably making four times as much money. But, you know, they decide to go into government.
Well, a salary of that instead of they're hanging out in the public sector and taking all the backroom deals and
Who knows,
making what, 10 times as much of your money.
And they say, oh, we have to do a retreat. We're going on a retreat and we're going to learn, but we're going to go to Hilton Head Island. And
I just hope people realize, you know, you don't have to be only a spectator.
Ultimately. Yeah, that's really, you know, that's definitely what I wanted was to say, look, yeah, here I am speaking out, but I was controversial for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I had to get people's attention.
That worked.
I kind of loved it.
Well, yeah, it's super fun to be controversial, you know, and I had to hit people with a cattle prod, you know, and start fights basically to get people to pay attention because, you know, that's part of, you know, some of the tactics, I guess, I learned in the military and learned from studying military history is, you know, that Ho Chi Minh would say, you know, why would we go fight this big enemy, run up to their gate and toss a grenade over and run away, live to fight another day. But you're going to get their attention. You're going to get a reaction out of them and draw them to you, into your fight. Right. The biggest mistake these people ever made was paying me any attention.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to attack me personally.
Yeah.
Trying?
Well, they make up all sorts of crazy shit and put it out there. I think it's hilarious the amount of rumors. And even today, I'm still in their head. You know, I have people come and talk to me like, oh, so-and-so was talking about you the other day, and be like, man, I haven't even thought about that guy in 6 months. What the fuck? You know, I am not a threat at all anymore. I'm leaving. I'm you know, I've done what I wanted to do, and we're getting out of here because there's really no hope for this state. Yeah. There's no hope.
And, no, I mean, at the county level, I mean, it seems like at least the county council meetings, they appear to be getting a little more rowdy, like the people sitting there. I mean, not like physically, but like there's clapping.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
Yeah. It
needs to get a little rowdier.
Yes. We're not calling for violence.
No.
But speak your mind.
Yeah.
You know, if they're up there doing some bullshit that you don't agree with, let them know.
Yeah. No, I want to hear bullshit from behind the camera. You know what I mean? Some bullshit. Like, that's
And there are times up, I mean, most of the time, they're up there slinging some bullshit for sure. And they're doing one thing behind closed doors in executive session or before they even go out for the meeting. They, you know, they have a meeting before the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
They get together and it's catered. They'll have food there.
When they're there.
Yeah, when they show up. All right. We'll talk about that here in a second. But they have a meeting before the meeting. They get together and they decide and they trade votes. They say, hey, man, you support me on this. I'll support you on that. And it's utter horseshit.
Yeah.
And then you'll get told a story like, oh, man, I stood my ground, but we almost got in a fight over this. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. I don't believe it. I don't believe Russell Brazel has been aggressive towards anyone ever in his life without a gang of people standing behind him.
Yeah.
You know, this son of a bitch, when the last council meeting I went to, he parked right next to me in the parking lot. And he said, hey, Matt, how you doing tonight? He tried to be friendly. And I'm a friendly guy.
Yeah.
Even though I disagree with you, I'm still friendly, dude. And so I said, what's up, man? And he said, you know, you're actually not a bad guy. You're not a bad guy I thought you were. And I said, I know I'm not a bad guy, man. I know I'm not. I'm a nice person, and I know I'm doing the right thing. And he's like, yeah, you know, we don't have to be – that doesn't mean we can't be friends because we disagree on everything. And I told him, I said, dude, why would I want to be friends with you?
Yeah.
I have plenty of friends. And I'm definitely not going to be friends with somebody who goes around spreading lies about me to everybody in grocery stores and shit like that. He
brings a goon squad to the, to the parking lot.
And he acted like he had no idea what I was talking about.
No.
And so I got a little upset, and I was like, dude, you're going around spreading lies about me. Now you want to come try to be friends with me? No way. No. It's not happening. And I was, and he's like, man, you don't have to be like that. And I said, you started this.
Yeah.
You did this. Not me. I stand on principle. You have none. And that was the end of it. He was like, you know, he's not going to pick a fight with anybody. He's a coward. That's it. And he has other people do his fighting for him. You know, just like a spoiled little rich boy does.
Mm-hmm.
So the our absentee chairwoman, let me talk about that. I asked a county council member, baby, don't make her cry. I asked the county council member, have we ever had a chairperson a chairperson who was absent this much, who didn't come to this many meetings? And he's like, no. Before I even finished the sentence, no, 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 never. I've never seen this before. I think she's missed like 8 meetings so far.
Oh, at least.
At least 8 meetings, right? So that goes to show, I mean, do we need a chairperson?
Hmm.
Do we need her there?
Hmm. I do enjoy her telling Jimmy to shut up every
day. <though. laughs> Well, and then Jimmy tries to speak over her,
yeah.
You know, like... Like a pipe down woman. let me get that. It's hilarious. I've missed a lot. I don't watch it on YouTube anymore. I just end up getting angry, and you know, so I don't want to be angry. So I'm focused on positive stuff in my life.
And I watch it for the same reason I watched Trump. It's fucking hilarious.
Trump is funny to watch. He's funny. I like. Did you see when he went and paid the $150-something million for his bond?
Yeah, this is good.
And he came out and gave a statement, then he turned around and walked back in the building. Somebody yelled out, "What did you put down as collateral?" And he turned around and said, "Cash." And then walked in the building. Like, damn. Cash.
Even if it's not true, that's still such a great
answer. Gangster, man. It is funny. And you know, some of these people who are anti-Trump, they just make me want to vote for Trump. Because I'm like, man, fuck these people. But then there's the other – the Trumpers, the people who are hardcore Trump fans. And I'm like, oh, you're just like a Justin Bieber fan or something.
Right?
Like, this is – like, I'm not voting.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it is. It's tribalism at its most base form.
Yeah.
And it's not even for a good reason.
No.
Like, you can have a tribe for sure. Have a tribe, man. But – Trump is your leader? Like, that's the guy you're going with?
That guy? Really?
Like,
he's orange.
He paints his body orange.
To be clear, we don't like Biden either.
No, man. Like, that dude, goddamn, that poor old man is basically.
It's elder abuse.
It is elder abuse. That's really what it is. And it's horrific to watch. It really is. They had him so jacked up on amphetamines for the State of the Union that I'm surprised we didn't see him try to do cartwheels across the fucking thing. It was, oh, man. And I've never seen a president make threats to the Supreme Court to their face during a State of the Union address. I've never seen a shit like that before. It's wild, man. We are really living in unprecedented times. We really are.
It's there. It's Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I mean, it's exactly
Vince McMahon's running the show.
Yeah. And she's got better seats. Like,
man. You got Nancy Pelosi making hundreds of millions of dollars off insider trading. Did you see the video of her husband getting attacked by that crazy dude with the hammer?
I heard about it.
He was holding a drink in his hand. He was in his robe, holding the drink in one hand and holding the guy back with the other hand. And the dude's swinging a hammer at him, smacks him in the head with a hammer, knocks him out. And he doesn't drop the drink. The dude is, it is the craziest thing. Like, this is the greatest show on earth. That really, honestly, what we're watching is the collapse of an empire.
Yeah.
We are watching it online. We're watching the fall of an empire in real time, and it's streamed live to the masses. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing.
What's that meme I posted the other day?
I don't know.
You sent it to me.
Oh. The disassociate one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My ability to disassociate has become too powerful. Now I'm just watching the fall of America like, yeah, that happens to empires. While I look for dog hats on Amazon.
Yep.
And what was your response? You said, it's all over except the
crime.
It's
all over except the crime. That's what we used to say in the fire service, man. You know, we got the fire put out. It's all over but the crying now. It's sad. But it's real. I wonder, like, what the people in the Roman Empire.
They were too busy watching the games.
They were too busy watching at the Colosseum, eating with their bread and circus. Meanwhile, the barbarians were slaughtering their legions in the forests of Germany.
There was probably some crazy bastard podcasting about it.
Yeah, somebody standing on the street corner like, "What are you doing? You're not a woman. You're a dude. You're stop it. Right. Why are we raping children? We need to stop this. We're throwing Christians to the lions for entertainment. What the hell is going on? Do you know what's happening right outside the gate here? Wait, we don't have a gate anymore? We took the gate down? We're just letting them in? We're letting these people in?" And he's probably like, "Fuck this. I'm going to Missouri." Oh, man.
Now the question, the ultimate question. Are you going to meet some guy named Dave and start a podcast in Missouri? And then just let history repeat itself and get involved in,
to be determined,
in the local county politics?
I did pack up all my podcast equipment in a tote, and it's going in the storage container, so we shall see.
Will you be married when you do that?
Yes, because my wife loves me and she's loyal. Will I continue to speak out against government? No, it's too late. It's over. Like I said, it's all over but the crying. We're not going to change the course that we're on now. We're the boat floating down towards the Francis Scott Key Bridge. There's no stopping this ship, and we're going to hit the abutment. That's all there is to it. And how prepared are you for what's to come? That's the question. So maybe I'll start a podcast, but it's not going to be about.
I bet you we could start a prepper podcast and people will actually start listening now.
I don't know. There's a lot of prepper podcasts out there.
There are.
And there's a lot of them with very little views. You know, there's a lot of people, but I, you know.
Yeah, we don't need to join that bunch.
There's who's that dude that eats himself to death basically
online? Oh, yeah.
You know, people, that's millions of views. People want to see that shit. They don't want to hear.
It's pretty gross.
Like he just eats.
He just keeps eating shit and records it on YouTube and people watch it. And
that's weird.
It's really disgusting. You know, you got people like Mr. Beast, right? Who will do like these massive philanthropic things, but he records himself doing it. Yep. But at the same time, he fucking destroyed the life of his one of his partners there, and it's just so strange. It's disgusting. You know, I really
we're just a black mirror.
Would like to not participate in modern society. Yeah. That's really what I want. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't. If I could get away with not even working, if I could just not have a job and just work my farm and feed my family, I would do that.
Yeah.
Honestly. But at now, when you try to do that, you end up like the Amish folks and you become a target.
Yeah.
You know, so it's you have to be a gray man. You have to like the agorist model or gray man theory. You know, you have to be You know, like the Bible says, be in the world, but not of the world.
Yeah.
You know, you be a part of the world, but don't make it like I am what society is now. Yeah. I'm not a part of, you know, I am here. I'm here, but I'm not a part of you. I'm not one of you guys, but I'm here. And that's kind of where we're trying to go, you know, to be close to family. We want to carry on family traditions. We want to watch our relatives grow up and be closer and help each other out in times of need. And we can't do that here, you know, so that's why we're going. Podcast-wise, I don't know. I would like to get on the James Strong podcast a few times. That would be nice, be a regular with James Strong. I like that dude. We're going to be close to him. So maybe if you want to hear me,
tune into the
James Strong show. You should be listening to him anyway. He's got great content, very reasonable, very well thought. He's very well thought content that he puts out, and he has the gift of gab. He's like, come here, young lady. Come here, young lady. Give me a kiss. You know that we had when our baby was born, we had the conversation of like, do we really want to raise our daughter here amongst these people? You know, do we want to raise our kids here? And it's like, and it was a quick answer like, hell no. I don't want my daughter dating a boy who was born and raised in South Carolina, or definitely Kershaw County. And, you know, if people want to take offense to that, I don't give a fuck. You get your kids right. Your kids are out of fucking control. And it's your fault.
Your squad of trucks are retarded.
So. Yeah.
Even on a bigger scope, we questioned the morality of bringing a life into the world as it is now. Anyways.
We struggle. Like, man, do we want to have a kid now? Like, knowing what's coming, do we want to have a child? And, of course, we were blessed with the most beautiful girl that we could possibly have. And you know, whatever, man, bring it. We're ready, we're strong, and we're gonna be ready for what's coming. And you know, if what's coming is to leave this planet and move on, then we're ready for that too. You know, then that's another thing that,
not in a weird wear these tennis shoes and drink this Kool-Aid kind of way, but no.
Well, you know, the next
might be better than some of the alternatives.
Yeah, yeah, right. I would rather do that than starve to death in a prison camp, you know, a FEMA camp out in the middle of Arizona or whatever the fuck. Yeah, you can. Good luck trying to get me into one of those camps.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready to leave your children fatherless. Right. Is all I can say. But I think their goal, honestly, so with this year, I think their goal is to cause enough chaos to try to justify more control, more government, whether it's right or left. You know, it's going to be in the form of a savior, that somebody's going to say, hey, I have the answers and I'm going to protect you and I'll keep you safe. And we're going to bring law and order back to this country, and it'll be in the form of whatever, more police, soldiers, foreign soldiers.
And again, I think it'll be Trump that does it.
Yeah, I really think so. Yeah. I really do think so.
that was what the plan was last time. I mean,
yeah,
I think this whole Biden thing was a hiccup.
It's just a holdover. Like, they're kind of like, oh shit, it worked.
Yeah.
We won. Like, we were able to steal that election. We're
ready for full-on new world order. Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, hold on. Susan Rice isn't ready yet. Michelle Obama's not ready yet. Gavin Newsom's not ready. Let's hold him off for another 8 years and then we'll see what we can do. That's the thing. Like, you know, people look at politicians like they're fucking idiots, and they couldn't be farther from that. They're extremely intelligent. Some would say reptilian-like intelligence, right?
Just devoid of any morality.
Yeah, they have no empathy, no morals, and they're just cold-blooded. They don't care what their decisions, the ramifications of their decisions. They don't. You know, I'm even to the point now where people talk. I used to say, you know, the Constitution, like, it's unconstitutional. We can't, you know, yeah. And when I started reading some Thomas Paine writings, He was like, fuck the Constitution. That, yeah. No, that puts controls on us. That gives it limits our freedoms. We don't need a Constitution. The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, that's the document.
Yeah.
That's what people need to be looking to, the Declaration of Independence. Anything beyond that is on you.
Yeah.
Don't hurt anybody. Don't steal their shit.
That's it.
Period. You know, we are independent. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. You know, like, know these words. You need to know that, and it's important. But don't put your faith into a man-made document. That's another thing, you know. Yeah, the Constitution, cool. Bill of Rights, cool. You know, Declaration of Independence, cool. But if you're not living like that, then you're worthless.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's hard to put into words something that you feel deep down in your heart to be right. It's hard to put it into words because then words just become like fucking alphabet soup, you know? And you got to live it. You really got to live it. And sometimes I get caught up in modern life of, you know, bill. I got to work and pay my bills. My job is super important. What I do is very important. And I need to work hard and show up on time and make sure I'm doing a good job. And my boss is happy with me. And then one day I'll be sitting at my desk and I'm like, wait a second. I just fucking put the chains on my ankles.
Yeah.
What the fuck did I do? You know? You know, it's a weird, I guess, dichotomy of living, you know, to stay as free as possible while also being a good person in a society of other people. You know, one thing I learned from living out here in the middle of nowhere in Cassett is that, yeah, you don't have any neighbors bothering you, but you don't have any neighbors
to support you. Yeah.
You know, there's nobody, like if a tornado ripped through here and tore my house down, we're buried underneath it.
Yeah.
Who's going to come check on us?
Nobody.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, a handful of people.
Yeah.
Would be like, damn, that looks like it was close to Matt's house. I'm going to go see if he's okay. You know, but they'd have a long drive to get here.
Well, I mean, even when the community was full blown, when we were at our like peak Vote Matt podcast community.
Yeah.
There was very little.
Very, very little.
I mean, there was a handful of times.
There were people who talked about it, right?
Yeah.
And wanted to be about it. And it was hard to get people to follow. And it's understandable. It's very difficult to try to create a community from nothing.
No.
You know, especially in modern times.
It's essentially a lifestyle change in modern times.
Yeah, really. So the thing to do, you know, like we talked about, the gray man, be in the world, not of the world, be in society, not of society, always be on the lookout for like-minded friends and people you can be friends with. Don't burn bridges too quickly. Some bridges need to be fucking burned, though. That's when you got to be able to realize, cut sling load, man, is what we say in the Army. Cut it. It's a lost cause. Bye.
Yeah.
And I've done that a lot. And really have distilled my circle of friends down to maybe three people here.
Yeah.
Four people outside of my wife. And, you know, I just kind of came to realize, like, this isn't the place for me. This isn't home.
No.
You know, so I need to get home. And really, I need to thank Emma and my wife. You know, when we went back to visit family just this past fall. Was it before Thanksgiving or after?
After.
Was it after Thanksgiving?
It was between Thanksgiving and December, or Thanksgiving Christmas. And Christmas.
Yeah, and then it was like, damn, we need to come up with a plan to get back
this
here.
This is where we want
to
be.
And we came up with a five-year plan is what we were going to – a five-year plan to get back to Missouri. And then, you know, other things got thrown into the mix, and we're like, shit, we have the opportunity to go now.
Yeah.
Let's go. And
maybe in 5 years instead of – moving to Missouri in 5 years, we'll be starting a family compound. That might be the case.
Then we'll be a target.
they don't know where we're at in Missouri.
Right. They don't. You're right. So we, for the rest of this year, our plans are to not worry about externally things out of our control.
We're not worried about that. We're going to be worried about things we can control. We want to put ourselves in a position where we can be proactive and not reactive. We want to put ourselves in a position where we can help our friends and family and our community. And then vice versa, we want to be in a position where we could be helped by our friends, family, and community. And we want to live amongst people who are genuinely friendly. We decided we want to be around people who are actually friendly, not people who smile at your face and then when you turn your back, reach around and cut your throat.
Yeah.
You know, which is seems to be part of the culture.
Southern way. Not even the Southern way. It's the South Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Fort Benning, Georgia. I don't know about the real Georgia. I've been to Fort Knox, Kentucky. I don't know about the real Kentucky. You know, only thing I can say is South Carolina, these ain't my people.
No.
I don't fit in here. I never have. We've always just, this is where I live. This isn't home. And it's a great place to be if you want to travel to certain spots. Like, it's a quick drive down to Florida. It's a quick drive up the mountains of North Carolina. It's beautiful, you know, up the East Coast, down the, you know, whatever you want to go. I've got to see multiple Clutch concerts every year. I've been so fortunate to, you know, see two Clutch concerts every tour they go out, because they travel mainly up and down the I-95 corridor. And that's great. And, you know, if that has to go away for me to make sure my family is safe and secure and around other loving, kind people, then that's okay. I'm okay with that. And
you'll just cry yourself to sleep, but it's okay.
Well, I'll just buy more more merch, more Clutch merch. And, and we'll just have to travel a little bit further, maybe.
Yep.
But I'm super excited to get back to Missouri.
We're going to be crossing off all the national parks anyways.
Yeah, we're going to see national parks.
We got two under our belt.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have two more on our way to Missouri.
Yeah. And then this summer we plan on traveling.
We'll be probably doing three more at least.
At least three, yeah. So that is where we're at, man. That's our plan for the rest of 2024. I don't give a shit what's going on in D.C. I don't give a shit what's going on in South Carolina. It's not going to affect me. That's my goal.
It's irrelevant.
It's not going to affect me at all. That's my goal, to make it. I don't care what the president just said on TV. I'm already there. I don't care. It's more for entertainment factor. Like you said, WWE. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I just want to see what this fucking crazy old man just said. Same with Trump. It's like, what did he say? Let me see. And I laugh my ass off.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, there's going to be a Black Swan event this year. Something is going to happen that is a major event that they're going to use as an excuse, like they did 9/11, to bring about the Department of Homeland Security and the Patriot Act. It's going to be another step towards totalitarianism and a new world order and a one world government. And I think they're going to make a giant step towards that this year.
So I think the one thing that I will give South Carolina, at least, is their response to Rona was a lot less insane than a lot of the rest of the world.
Yeah, I mean, people still called dispatch, called 911, and tried to say, these people are having a church. They're having church today. Yeah. I heard it myself on the radio. Yeah. I heard it. They called central dispatch to rat people out for having church services. Yeah. And the sheriff's department responded to these calls. Now, they probably didn't do anything while they were there. They were like, okay, we'll go check it out, and then didn't do anything about it. But the fact that people here would even call on it is insane. You know, I remember way back in the beginning, it was still 2019, and I remember the lady at the what's the name of that bakery that used to be? Mulberry? Mulberry Bakery. I went in there to get some pastries on my way home from work, and the lady chastised me for not wearing a mask. And I said, ma'am, I'm a firefighter EMT. And she's like, yeah, you are. No, what she said, you're a firefighter. You should know better. And I was like, you're right. I do know better. And then I got my shit and left. And that was the last time I spent a dime in that place. Yeah. You know, I don't need to – people – no, that was Camden. Now, Camden is a special place, you know.
special needs.
And, oh my goodness.
But yeah, South Carolina didn't go as crazy as other places for sure. They weren't shipping senior citizens off to nursing homes for them to die alone like New York. What is your deal, girl? You excited? Oh, you need something to bang on? Okay. Do it. Bang. And that was good. You know, Florida, they were like, fuck it, we're not doing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out and get some sun, get some vitamin D, you know. And that was cool. Missouri was very level-headed in their response. And but anywhere you go, you're going to have those crazy people, man. Yeah. Those people that think the government's the solution for everything. What's that? You calling it, you saying that's enough, Emma? You banging the gavel? Banging the gavel? Even, you know, Texas, man.
Yeah.
Texas is like
yeah.
a great place, or it was a great place. And then all the Californians moved there, and they're doing the same thing to Austin that they did to Denver.
Yep.
And, you know, but you still have everybody looks like, hey, hold on, Austin. We're not doing that shit.
We're not doing that shit.
No. And then also they were like, oh, yeah, yeah, we don't want homeless encampments like San Francisco and then the streets. And they cleaned it up.
But give it time. Give it time.
Yeah. But then the border stuff, you know, where the governor's like, we're not going to allow this to happen. We're going to defend our border. Not only is it the right thing to do, but it's our responsibility mm-hmm. to defend our borders. And we're constitutionally mandated to do that. And I loved it. I loved to see it, you know, but it was all bullshit. It was bullshit. Did you see the YouTube guy who went down there? Yeah. He saw the National Guard soldier standing next to concertina wire, defending a gate. He drives a half mile down the road, wide open.
Yep.
A gate, literally a gate was opened.
Yep.
And it was just like, this is bullshit. It's all political theater. Everything. The right, left.
All of it.
They're fucking clowns in a circus, man. So...
so we'll leave you with that.
Yeah.
Right, just take care of yourself.
It's all over but the crying.
Yeah.
Get ready. Get a box of Kleenex because some shit's about to happen that you're going to want to cry about.
Yeah.
I promise. And it's really sad. I take no joy in saying that.
No.
What do you have to say, Emma? Anything? No?
She's like,
you're
going to
slobber
that?
On it? Rah. All right. Good enough.
You want to close it out the old way?
Open your mind. Don't trust the government. And don't forget, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
That's right, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.